Afternoon, brethren. Today I'm going to try and tackle the de-leavening for Passover. That's something we always talk about just before Passover, is getting rid of all the leaven in our houses. And to that end, Exodus 12:15 says, 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. On the first day you shall have put away leaven out of your houses. For if anyone eats what is leavened from the first day until the seventh day, that person shall be cut off from Israel. That means today losing your understanding and maybe not coming to services anymore. God cuts people off that don't obey him, basically. And that's the sense. It's not like in the old ancient days when they lost their heads. We don't do that. So the common types of leaven, there's yeast, active yeast that's used in bread, baking soda, and baking powder. And in most prepared foods that you buy in the store, sodium bicarbonate is the thing. Those are the main things you have to look at, out for. The products, of course, breads, buns, cakes, pastries, and that half-eaten hamburger under the front seat from your kids. All those things have to go. Different kinds of prepared foods, especially coatings of breadcrumbs. I see we have some examples back there. There's chicken nuggets, chicken fingers. Even with or without the nails, you still need to get rid of the breadcrumbs. Fish fillets. Those are a few examples of things that are breaded, and even in hamburger meat, some hamburgers you buy from the store aren't just pure beef. There's also some breadcrumbs, and meatloaf might be an example. Another example, fish crisp is another. But most people, I think, know pretty well what to look out for. One thing about cleaning everything and that, we don't have to do spring cleaning, as it were. Like, you probably don't have to clean the bedrooms if you never eat in bed, you know. It's just the main thing. So it's a reasonable test is good to apply. But Barb and I cleaned out our freezer because it needed defrosting. We have two little freezers, not a big one. And the one we cleaned out, we found two hamburger buns that were so broken down from they've been in there close to a year, so they went in the garbage, you know. But it's those little things that you kind of look for, and you don't have to necessarily defrost your freezer. That's probably a good hiding place for some baked goods you didn't eat before, you know, or when you made them. Items that are not leavening agents, there's two main things. Yeast extract, people always seem to ask about that. It's found mostly in soups, other products. That's a flavor enhancer. Even though it's from yeast, it's not, used to puff up. Brewer's yeast is for brewing beer, and beer is fermented. It's not, doesn't rise. Okay, so those two are not leavening agents. Searching out the leaven in your house. The physical types the spiritual. So usually when I do it, I'm looking to apply what I need to change in my life spiritually while I'm seeking out these sins, these crumbs or leaven in the house. And I think that's a good focus to have, you know, a day or two before Passover, maybe, you know, the big things are done. And that's a thing to think on. While cleaning, think on putting sin out of your life. Okay, and there's different kinds of spots for crumbs to hide. Appliances that you don't use every day, maybe like us, we have a toaster oven, but we only use it rarely. It's put away. And I have a snackster for grilled cheese. Those are a couple of items, appliances that might have some crumbs in it that you wouldn't think to even use because you only use them once in a blue moon. The toaster oven, or the toaster, is probably the most difficult one to remove. You don't have to wash it, but if you do, unplug it first. Okay? Yeah. You can try to clean a toaster forever, and it will still be some crumbs in it. You just can't get it complete. And that's like our minutest sins. You know, if you see the comparison, it's sometimes really hard to get rid of, I don't know, bad habits or something you're trying to overcome. And the toaster is a good example of that, because it's really hard to get those little bits of sin out. Now, when disposing of leavened products, it's nice to get them right off your property, if you can. In our case, we're coming up here on Thursday, that Passover day. We won't be back home. So it just happens that it's Thursday this year. Our garbage night is Wednesday night. So everything goes Thursday morning, it'll be gone. Okay? It's nice if you can do that. Another thing to think about is you might have a favorite cake or something that you have in your freezer made, and you just don't have time to eat it. You got to get rid of it. Don't give it to your friends or family, you know. We don't give away our sins, you know. That's the comparison. Throw it out, you know. If that's the little loss that you have, so be it. It's pleasing to God. The Jews, and you can read this online, redeem and sell their stuff. Sell it to the rabbi, and he sells it back probably at a profit at the end of the Days of Unleavened Bread. That's their custom. You know, if there's a way to save something, make money on it, they'll find it. So we don't want to do that, okay? So the lesson for us is putting sin out of our lives is a constant endeavor. And that's the thing to remember. This is the way God wants us to act it out physically as a lesson to us. But it's an ongoing concern for the whole year. And I'll just conclude with 1 Corinthians 5, 7 to 8. Cleanse out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. For this reason, let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. And that is the key. It's Adrian mentioned a while ago in his sermon about when you take the bread, consider it's the body of Christ is the brethren. It's not just literally the body of Christ, which it represents, but he introduced what to me is a new concept. But that's true, you know, if you think about it, the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth is how we deal with each other, how we love one another, and how we cooperate with one another. And to me, that's the essential answer or lesson out of all of this. And I can say quite honestly, I have enjoyed my time here, and it's going to continue. this isn't a farewell. But you know, so far it's been, this will be my second Passover, almost 2 years we've been attending here. And it's been really close-knit, cooperative family. Anything that comes up is dealt with right away, so we don't have problems. There's no gossip and backbiting. The things I left in Worldwide and also encountered in the last place I was at. So I really appreciate being a part of this group, and I think when we come to Passover, we should have that in mind, that we're all unleavened, and we really are unleavened, and let's just keep it up.
We appreciate you.